When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Indeed. That, ladies and gentlemen, was the Surf Dogs playing Hernando's Hideaway. What about that drummer? I would love him to play at my bar mitzvah, wouldn't you? I'm Larry Maslon. I'm your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB, Peconic Public Broadcasting 88.3 FM. And don't you worry, we're not going to do a whole show on California beach bands. We are going instead to celebrate the musical career of Richard Adler. Richard Adler, who along with Jerry Ross, wrote two of the major musicals of the Eisenhower era, The Pajama Game and Damn Yankees. And of course, Hernando's Hideaway, that song we just heard, was covered by the Surf Dogs. I think they may have done the Munsters, the theme to the Munsters, the Surf Dogs. Anyway, was from Pajama Game. Now, Richard Adler had a long career on Broadway. His epicenter was in the mid-50s. And unfortunately, we lost him this June at a ripe old age of 91. But let's spend some time celebrating the two shows he did back-to-back, which were as fun and as popular and as exciting and as contemporary and as successful as a Broadway musical could possibly be. He had an interesting career. Adler was in the Navy, and when he got out of it in the early 50s, he decided he wanted to become a songwriter and immediately hooked up on Tin Pan Alley, where he was made the acquaintance of Jerry Ross. Now, nobody knows exactly who wrote what. They wrote music and lyrics together. They seemed to have a very mutual back-and-forth kind of relationship in the studio writing stuff. They came up with a novelty hit called Rags to Riches, and they pitched it everywhere. They pitched it to Eddie Fisher. Eddie Fisher didn't want to sing it. Finally, Mitch Miller gave it to Tony Bennett to sing, and it became one of the big hits of 1953. So here is Tony Bennett to sing Jerry Ross and Richard Adler's first major hit, Rags to Riches.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. Tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to
Now, there have been a lot of Rags to Riches songs in Tin Pan Alley on Broadway, but I hope you'll agree with me that that was a little more original, just the kind of mariachi sound to it was very clever, and that was the hallmark of Adler and Ross. They could take something sort of hackneyed and turn it inside out and make it very much sound like the pulse beat of the 1950s. Well, like most songwriting teams of that period, they wanted their shot at a Broadway musical, and they were smart enough and talented enough to come under the wing of Frank Lesser, who, of course, was a composer of Guys and Dolls and Where's Charlie and Most Happy Fella, ultimately Most Happy Fella, but a major sheet music publisher, businessman who knew how to find and nurture talent. So we'll toggle a little ahead to Damn Yankees, and this is the introductory song of Gwen Verdon, but I think it sums up the team of Adler and Ross very well. A little brain, a little talent, actually a lot of both. Anyway, here's Gwen Verdon from Damn Yankees.
There isn't a homewrecker on my staff better than you, Lola, but this fellow is stubborn.
Ah, come on, Chief, you know I've got what it takes. Don't make me brag. I took the zing out of the King of Siam. I took the starch out of the sails of the Prince of Wales. It's no great art getting the heart of a man on a silver platter. A little brains, a little talent, with an emphasis on the latter. I made mincemeat out of a sweet young farmer. I knocked the fight out of a knight when I pierced his armor. And I'll bet I can upset every male in a Yale regatta. A little brains, a little talent, with an emphasis on the latter. You've gotta know just what to say and how to say it. You've gotta know what game to play and how to play it. You've gotta stack those decks with a couple of extra aces. And this queen has her aces in all the right places. I've done much more than that old bore, Delilah. I took the curl out of the hair of a millionaire. There is no trick getting some hick who is cool. Just a little warmer, a little talent, a little brains with an emphasis on the former. Split up a home way up in Nome, Alaska, and wreck the life of every wife down in Madagascar. Ask me why weak men will die for me, strong men simply shatter. A little brains, a little talent, with an emphasis on the latter. You've gotta know just what to do and how to do it. You've gotta know what tea to brew and how to brew it. You've seen the sign that says George Washington once slept here. Well, though nobody spied him, guess who was beside him? Bring on that boy, he'll be a toy to Lola. Just one more case she can erase with that old Bafola. What's my plan? Same as with any man, I'll use the standard patter plus a little this-a and a little that-a with an emphasis on the
Gwen Verdon from Damn Yankees. Well, the Adler and Ross team struck pay dirt in 1954 when they teamed up with the producing team of Hal Prince and Bobby Griffiths and their leading director, the leading director of the 1950s, really, on Broadway, George Abbott. And that team had optioned a book called 7½ Cents, which was about sort of a love story set in the middle of capital versus labor in a pajama factory in the Midwest. And I think a number of teams turned them down, frankly. I think Lesser probably turned them down, but suggested Adler and Ross as the team to write it. And they auditioned with, I think, three or four songs. They had like a weekend, and the usually taciturn Mr. Abbott gave it the thumbs up as enthusiastically as he could. One of the fascinating things about the pajama game, like many shows back in the 50s and 60s, it had a song that was marked to be a hit. In other words, it was released and recorded in advance of the Broadway opening. So here's a song that hit number one, a Broadway show tune that hit number one in 1954. And it hit the same week, I think within 3 days, that Elvis Presley released his first single called It's All Right. So you see this split in the row between Broadway and Tin Pan Alley and rock music, rock and roll music, as it was called. Anyway, back to the calmer side of the street. Here's Rosemary Clooney with the number one hit, Hey There.
Lately when I'm in my room all by myself, in the solitary gloom, I call to myself. Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes. Love never made a fool of you. You used to be too wise. Hey there, you on that high-flying cloud, though he won't throw a crumb to you, you think someday he'll come to you. Better forget him. him with his nose in the air. He has you dancing on a string. Break it and he won't care. Won't you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or are you not seeing things too clear? Are you too much in love to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other? Hey there, you with the stars in your eyes.
Are you talking to me?
Love never made a fool of you.
Not until now.
You used to be too wise.
Yes. I was once.
Will you take this advice I hand you like a mother? Or am I not seeing things too clear? Are you just too far gone to hear? Is it all going in one ear and out the other?
So we know a lot of great Broadway songs entered the popular mainstream, but I think only a handful actually achieved number one. That, of course, was Hey There from The Pajama Game. Now, The Pajama Game sailed ahead with very low expectations. It had John Raitt, who was, of course, the lead in Carousel, and a bombshell named Janice Page as the female lead. And as was typical for shows at the time that had a comic subplot, actually several in this case, here's one of my favorite comic duets from any show. It's from The Pajama Game, but from the 2006 revival. It starred Michael McKean and Roz. Well, this song features Michael McKean and Roz Ryan, and it's just this delightful investigation into Heinze, who works at the pajama factory, who has this terrible, terrible tendency to be jealous, but he promises he'll never be jealous again.
Heinze, 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 Heinze.
I've learned my lesson, Mabel. I'll never be jealous again.
You stick to it now.
Absolutely.
That's easier said than done.
I can do it.
I knew it, but let's take an example just for fun. Come on, baby.
Example.
Come on here.
I'm not sure I like
Sit
the sound
down.
Of that.
Picture this. You're sitting and waiting for her to come back from a date.
There I am. I'm sitting and waiting for her to come back from a date.
Here she comes. Her blouse is unbuttoned. Her stockings are not very straight.
Here she comes. Her blouse is unbuttoned. Her stockings are not very straight.
Later on, she gets a bouquet with a card and it's saying to baby, you were great. Well, Heinze, what would you do then?
I would trust her. I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous again.
Very
see,
good,
it's
Heinze,
mind over
but
matter.
I'm not finished. Come on, let's take another example.
I don't have all the time in the world.
You got all
here.
The time I need, baby. Don't worry about it. Picture this. You've nothing to do, so you drop in to chat for a while.
There I am. With nothing to do, so I drop in to chat for a
Something's
while.
Something's up. The window is open and Gladys is forcing a smile.
Something's up. The window is open and Gladys is forcing a smile.
Then you see a shirt and a tie and a pair of pants and a nice, neat little pile. Well, Heinze?
I would trust her. I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous. I'll never, 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 never be jealous again.
That's the stuff, Heinze. You're practically cured.
There will be no more nightmares to sleep through. No more keyholes to peep through.
No more bushes to creep through.
That's my plan.
Well, now that you're a new man, picture this.
Bring it on.
You go to your sweetie's apartment, you borrow the keys.
There I am. I go to my sweetie's apartment, I borrow the keys.
There she is. She's giving a sailor a very affectionate squeeze.
There she is. She's giving a sailor a very affectionate squeeze.
And to boot, she tells you she was in the arms of a cousin who's back from overseas.
Ah, her cousin?
Yes.
From overseas?
Uh-huh.
Do you expect me to believe that? I was not born yesterday. I would trust her. I would trust her. By George, I swear I would trust her. No, I'll never be jealous. I'll never, 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 never be jealous again.
Oh, I'm so proud of you.
From the Pajama Game. One of the great things about the Pajama Game, scored by Adler and Ross, who we're celebrating today, it had a remarkable production team. It was produced by Harold Prince, co-directed by George Abbott and Jerome Robbins, and had Bob Fosse as the choreographer. I can't imagine those the most four talented guys who ever were from the directing side. Anyway, Fosse went on to choreograph their next show, which was Damn Yankees in 1955, which is where he met and fell in love with Gwen Verdon, who would become his wife and muse for the rest of their mutual careers. Here's a song from the film version of Damn Yankees. We get to hear Fosse and Gwen Verdon together singing Who's Got the Pain?
Who's got the pain when they go erp? Who's got the pain when they do the mumbo? I don't know who. Do you? Who needs a pill when they do the mumbo? Who needs a pill when they go erp? Who needs a pill when they do the mumbo? I don't know who. Do you? Someone must be sick with the heat or stepping on everyone's feet. But if everyone's feeling okay, why don't they just say ole when the music carries them away? Erp! Who's got the pain when they do the mumbo? Who's got the pain when they go erp? Who's got the pain when they do the mumbo? I don't know who. Do you?
When they do the mambo, who needs a pill when they go erp?
I don't know about you, but every time my back goes out, I go, erp! Seems to do the trick. So that was Bob Fosse singing with Gwen Verdon. Fosse choreographed both Pajama Game and Damn Yankees, and he was stuck for a song in the second act of Pajama Game, which they needed for a union rally. And Adler supposedly pulled that song out of his trunk about the steam heat coming from the apartment below and the knock on the pipes. And the knock, that percussive on the pipes, is exactly what Bob Fosse needed to create one of the great dance numbers in musical theater history. So we'll hear that, and then we'll segue into a jazz cover of one of my favorite ballads from Damn Yankees.
I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I can't get warm without your hand to hold. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler. They told me to shovel more coal in the boiler, but that don't do no good. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner, but that don't do no good. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. I need your love to keep away the cold. I need your love to keep away the cold. Thank you.
The plaintive horn of Art Farmer, covering a lovely ballad from Damn Yankees called Goodbye, Old Girl. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM, and we are celebrating the career of Richard Adler, the great songwriter who left us in June, a resident of Southampton, where we're actually recording this show. I just want to remind you that we have now over 40 podcasts of our show. We're looking at a year almost down the pike. And I encourage you to go to our website, PeconicPublicBroadcasting.org, and listen to them online or download them, and certainly make a contribution to this wonderful station. One of the things that made Adler and Ross so different is they could make a sort of Tin Pan Alley show sound like a pop hit in the 1950s. They embraced a lot of genres, Latin genres, in this case, the hillbilly genre, or the country genre, which was still very popular in the 1950s. Here's John Raitt and Janice Page from the original cast of Pajama Game singing, to me, one of the most original songs ever, and thank goodness they decided to put that guitar in the orchestra pit. Here we go.
Tell me.
What a woman! I'll tell you. There once was a man who loved a woman. She was one he slew a dragon for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more.
Tell me.
And there once was a man who loved a woman. He gave his kingdom for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more. My love is a giant, fierce and defiant. But how can I prove it to you? Ain't got no kingdom, no dragon to back up my bragging. How can I show what I would do? I only know there once was a man who loved a woman. She was one he ate that apple for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he. But me, I love you more.
There once was a woman who loved a man. He was the one that she took poison for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as she.
His rope.
More than a dope fiend loves his dope.
More than an Indian loves his scalps.
More than a yodeler loves his alps.
More.
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 More. More.
There was a man. Loved a woman. She was one he slew a dragon for. They say that nobody ever loved as much as he.
What excitement those guys provided for the Broadway stage. All right, let's go to Damn Yankees now. And here's a song that was recorded by practically every female singer in the 1950s with a body temperature over 94.3. In this case, it's Abby Lane, backed up by her husband at the time, Xavier Cuga, Whatever Lola Wants.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets a little man. Little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have no regrets. Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win. You're no exception to the rule. I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win. You're no exception to the I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in. Give in. Yeah. Give in. Give in.
That was the torchy, no other word for it, the torchy Abbey Lane. I said earlier how good Adler and Ross were at capturing the various genres of the time. You heard that cha-cha style they employed to such great effect on Whatever Lola Wants. But they also knew how to serve up the Tin Pan Alley stuff, especially for good character actors who were in their shows. So we'll hear two of those back-to-back. We'll hear Ray Walston as the eternal devilish devil in Damn Yankees, singing about the good old days, and then the old vaudevillian, or the I wouldn't say old, I would say the steeped in vaudeville tradition, Eddie Foy Jr. singing Think of the Time I Saved from Pajama Game. So here's a tip of the hat to two lovely musical comedy performers.
Whenever I'm from time to time depressed, and a trauma wells and swells within my breast, I find some pride deep inside of me as I fondly walk the lane of a memory. I see Bonaparte, a mean one, if ever I've seen one, and Nero fiddling through that lovely blaze. Antoinette, dainty queen, with her quaint guillotine. Those were the good old days. I see Indians dragging an empty covered wagon, when scalping the settlers was the latest craze. And that glorious morn, Jack the Ripper was born. Those were the good old days. I'd sit in my rocking chair, peacefully rocking there, counting my blessings by the score. The rag was in fashion, the plagues were my passion, each day held a new joy in store. Was anybody happy? I see cannibals munching, a missionary luncheon. The years may have flown,
but the memory stays, like the hopes that were dashed when the stock market crashed. Yeah, those were the good old days. I'd walk a million miles or more for some of the gore of those good old days.
I'm a time study man, and a time study man can't waste time. For a time study man to waste time is a crime. So I'm ruled by the tick, tick, tock, and I live my life by the clock. I live my life by the tick, tick, tock of the clock. When I go to sleep, I don't undress. Oh, yes, I sleep in all my clothes. I must confess, you say a strange way to behave. Well, I will admit that the suit gets mussed and it gathers lint and it picks up dust, but think of the time I save.
Think of the time he saves.
The alarm clock rings. It's 6 a.m., and then right there in bed I shave. That's what I said. While I am still in bed I shave. Well, the lather drips and the bed gets wet, and oh, what a lousy shave I get. But think of the time I save.
Think of the time he saves.
To sit and watch the seconds multiply at breakfast time. I grab a bowl, and in the bowl I drop an egg, then add some juice, a poor excuse for what I crave. And then I'll add some oatmeal too, and it comes out tasting just like glue. But think of the time I save.
Think of the time he saves.
Sitting counting seconds till the day I die, and when I do, I have a plan. Before I'm dead, I'll dig my grave. That's what I said. Before I'm dead, I'll dig my grave. 'Cause when St. Peter calls my name, I'll know I'll get there just the same. But think of the time I'll save.
Think of the time he'll save.
Today we're celebrating Richard Adler and Jerry Ross. They had two mega hits, The Pajama Game and Damn Yankees, which both won the Tony, both had long runs, both spawned innumerable covers and Hollywood movies. You can't imagine what success lay in store for them, except tragedy entered in the fall of 1955 when Jerry Ross succumbed to a pneumatic infection at a very, very young age, breaking up clearly the hottest team of the 1950s. So, a great shame, but for those two shows they came together, they found each other, and they were in many ways the opposite of the next song we're going to say here. Two lost souls, here's Steve and Edie, great comrades nonetheless, Richard Adler and Jerry Ross.
Do 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 you, do 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 you, do do do.
Two lost souls on the highway of life. We ain't even got a sister or brother.
But ain't it just great? And ain't it just grand? We got each other.
Two lost ships on a stormy sea. One with no sail and one with no rudder.
But ain't it just great? And ain't it just grand? We got each other. Two lost sheep in the wilds of the hills, far from the other Jacks and Jills.
We wandered away and wandered astray.
us, and cause we got us,
and we're two lost souls on the highway of life, and there is no one with whom we would rather.
But ain't it just great, and ain't it just grand? We got each other. Mama said no, so we eloped. And though we ain't got the castle for which we hoped, we got a lot, because we got each other.
Two lost souls, two lost souls.
We don't know where we're going, but we're having a ball. We figure that we've got a lot. We figure that we've always got each other.
Well, this is Larry Maslon. I've been having a ball celebrating the great songs of Richard Adler with you today. They get revived all the time, those shows. Here is the 2006 revival of Pajama Game with Harry Connick Jr. singing and playing the piano and taking us home. Here you go, guys. Hernando's Hideaway.
Secluded place, a place where no one knows your face, a glass of wine, a fast embrace. It's called Hernando's Hideaway. Olé! Oh, you see a silhouette, and oh, you hear a castanets. And no one cares how late it gets, not at Hernando's Hideaway. Olé! At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go, you'll meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But when you are sitting close and making love to me, you may take my heart, you may take my soul, but not my key. Just look three times, oh, and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's Hideaway. Oh, yeah!
Thinking of, you will be free to gaze at me.
Jocenus.
A glass of wine, a fast embrace is called.
All
you see are silhouettes, all you hear are castanets. You know, you never know, but know how late it gets. Now that.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.